Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and praise the Lord, and welcome to another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation, coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina. And I'm so excited that you have decided to tune in for another episode. I pray and I hope that you are blessed by something that is said, that you're uplifted and you are encouraged and empowered to draw even closer to God. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Those of you who are listening over the phone or whether you're listening online, thank you for tuning in as well. If you are listening by phone, at any time you would like to come on, chime in, leave a comment, or even share what God has done for you, whatever we may be talking about, all you got to do is press the number one and we'll bring you in on the line. If you're listening by online, just call the number, which is 319-527-6091. So, and if you press the number one, we'll bring you on the call as well. So thank you again. I'm so excited to share what God has given me. And just before I get started, just want to say that this week actually makes 8 years of One Touch Transformation being established. And I didn't even realize it because of everything that's been going on. You know, I switched careers and I have not been working the organization as I used to. And so Facebook, you know, they have the memories that pop up on your timeline every day. And I just happened to see it pop up on my timeline. I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it's been 8 years already. And to see what the organization has been able to do with the help of God over the past, I'll just say past 7 years, it's been amazing. It's been an amazing experience. So those of you who may not know about One Touch Transformation, it is a nonprofit organization that started in 2014. And it's an organization that focuses on the awareness of sexual abuse. And so it simply started from my story or me sharing my story back in 2014 openly about overcoming childhood sexual abuse. I was a victim at the age of 6 and was silent for 20 years, and it wasn't until 2013 when I finally shared it with my family. And after going through therapy and counseling, I decided to start the organization the following year. And I'm just so grateful that I was able to, you know, do such a work that is still much needed, that is difficult. But I was willing to take on the challenge because I knew someone needed it. It was something that I needed as a child, someone that I can, you know, go to and share of my trauma and my experiences. But there is not a lot there, and there were not a lot of resources at the time. And I'm grateful for the resources that are available today, but I wanted to be a beacon of hope for someone who experienced some of the same experiences or, you know, those traumatic experiences. I wanted to be a light. I wanted them to know what an overcomer looks like and that they too, whoever it may be, whether it's man, woman, boy, or girl, can experience, you know, true freedom from that childhood sexual abuse. And it's not to say that everything completely goes away and that every day is sunshine, because it's not. It really isn't, and I can be transparent enough and say that there are still some days that I still deal with what happened to me. But thank God that I don't allow any of those experiences, any of those triggering moments, they do not dictate who I am and who God has called me to be. And I know that God has greater in store for me. He has since day one, and none of that has ever changed despite what I have gone through. And I want to encourage someone even right now, despite what you have gone through, despite what you may be going through right now, you do not have to allow that to dictate who you are and who God has called you to be. God does not want us to live, you know, in anxiety. He doesn't want us to live in the past, but God has called us to do great things. He said, greater works you will do. So that means I've got to come out of from what has had me down, the things that have had me bound, the things that had me in bondage, the things that have had me captive. You've got to come out of those things so you can live a life of abundance. He said, I come that you might have life and that you will have it more abundantly. And in order to experience a life of abundance, we've got to come out of what has held us down, whether it's been 10, 20, 30 years. You know, I've met many women who have held on to their story for much longer than I have. I've had a 6-year-old share her story with me for the first time. And let me tell you, it is such a freeing experience. It is such a great experience. You feel so much better when you're able to break the silence. And you may not break the silence on a grand scale. You may not be on a large platform, but that is okay. Everyone does not have to break their silence the same way. But I am saying that it is okay to speak up. It is okay to tell someone. It is okay to say that it happened to me. That is the purpose of the Me Too movement. I'm grateful for all of these movements and these organizations that are now making it, you know, a little more comfortable to have these conversations, a little more comfortable to come out and say, me too. Because that was me, you know, over 20 years ago. I couldn't say me too. I couldn't say that it happened to me. But with the help of God and with his strength, it was him that brought me to where I am today. And I am just so excited from the first day that I shared my story. Yes, I still cry. Yes, I still get upset about it. But I am not that little girl anymore. And I still refuse to allow anyone or anything, my abuser, anyone, that manipulator, I will not. I refuse to allow them to keep me from being what God has called me to be. And I encourage you to do the same thing. I encourage you to do the same thing. Do not allow your past. Do not allow your abuser of the past, whoever assaulted you, whoever touched you and made you feel uncomfortable, whoever may have abused you, whether it was mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You know, we have spiritual leaders who are out there abusing and manipulating people. Whoever it was, do not allow them. Do not allow the pain of your past to dictate who God has called you to be. Because God, he is great. He's amazing. He's done some wonderful things in my life, which is why I am able to talk about it. I mean, I could talk about it all night, what God has done. Like I said, it's been 8 years since I've started the organization. I've had some wonderful people to support the organization, wonderful people to work with the organization, to help others become free. And that's always been my desire, others who have gone through those experiences to experience, you know, freedom and true freedom, and just to see who God, who's created them to be. He said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Whoever you are, whoever may be listening right now, maybe you don't feel like you're special, but you are the apple of God's eye. He calls you beautiful. And I want you to know that tonight. And I'm trying not to go too far off, you know, because I know I do have a word for you. I do have something special that God has placed inside of me. And I do want to share it, but I just had to get that out of the way and let you know how good God is, how good he's been. And just saying happy anniversary to One Touch Transformation, or happy birthday, if you want to put it. But to God be the glory for all the things that he has done and the things that he's even doing right now. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so we are in a new calendar year, 2022. And I know it may seem like these years are just rolling by. I remember when I was a little girl, I used to hear the older folks say, yeah, when you get older, time just flies by. It's like the years turn into months, the months turn into weeks, and weeks into days. And I'm telling you, the way these months are rolling by, it's ridiculous. I mean, it just seems like time has sped up the older that I've gotten. And maybe you feel the same way, but the time is just flying. And you know what? Time is not waiting for anyone either. That's another thing that we can take away from these past years that have been going by. From 2020 up until this moment, time has been rolling, and time has been continuing to go on, and it's not waiting for anyone. So it's like, ready or not, it's rolling. So what you're messing around and playing around, worrying about this, worrying about that. Look, it time out for that. Like, time, as my dad said, time is drawing nigh, and we're headed. How to make sure I say it correctly? We're living in the last days. Yeah, heading to the last day, and we see the signs everywhere. We look around on the news, in our backyards, in the schools. So it is what it is. So there is no time to be worrying about what Sister Susie doing or what Brother Randy's doing. Like, it's time out for that, and you got to focus on yourself and, you know, get your house in order. Perform the things that God wants you to do. Like, do the work that he has placed inside of you. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but we just have to put our full trust in him. Yes, we're going to be distracted by a lot of things that are going on, but do not allow those distractions keep you from doing the work of God. Do not allow the things of the world to keep you from doing the word or performing, you know, the works of God. Because God is going to hold each of us accountable for the things that we do or don't do. So time out for playing, time out for worrying about others, but worry about yourself. He said, work out your own salvation. And so that's what we have to do, especially in these last days. So we are in this new calendar year of 2022. And I know a lot of people like to look at it as, you know, a new beginning, a fresh start. Some people make New Year's resolutions. You know, I've never really made resolutions, but one thing that I did start doing a couple of years ago was coming up with a word for the year, like my personal word for the year. And so God dropped into my spirit my word for this year. And it's interesting that it was this word, but, you know, I know God knows all things. He orchestrates all things. But considering how things have changed in my life, I'm not talking about anyone else, but considering how things have changed in my life from last year up until, you know, now, is so fitting. And the things that have changed, at first I did not recognize it. I did not want to accept it. I did not want to, I did not want to accept it. I really didn't. And I didn't want to see it for what it was, because at the same time, I'm like, okay, maybe this is something that I can do. But then I'm like, no, this is not what I want to do. I want to do things my way. I want to, you know, we get in that mode where we feel like we're doing the work of God. And then sometimes God comes in and changes some things around. And it's uncomfortable. It is. It's uncomfortable. It can be frustrating. And it makes you feel like, oh, why? It makes you question, like, why am I here? Why did you put me here? And these are some of the things that was going through my mind from almost the entire year. Yes, almost the entire year. And so remember I told you I started the nonprofit organization back in 2014. When I first started the organization, I was working at a university, and I worked there from 2011 up until 2016. And so 2016, well, really 2015, so a year after I started the nonprofit, it just seemed like things were just going really well. The organization was blooming. It was flourishing. And I was going out in the community trying to make an impact, trying to make a difference, trying to get connected with different organizations in the community, you know, just doing the work that God had placed on my heart to do. And things were really working. Things were happening. I mean, getting so much support within the community, and I was just enjoying it. And so I was enjoying it so much that in 2016, I put in my resignation at the university, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to work my nonprofit full time. Like, I just had it all figured out. And, you know, and I did work it for a couple of years full time. And No, there was no real compensation from the nonprofit. So there were times when I did other contracting jobs, you know, because I do a little bit of singing and still work with children. So I was able to pick up a few contracting jobs on the side and still work my own hours. So life was still great, you know. I was doing what I love, setting my own hours, setting my own contracts, and I just felt like I was on the right path, you know. And maybe for the time being, I was. So I'm not saying that it was the wrong path, but God had me on this path, and I was enjoying the ride. And so, 2018, I received a phone call about another job. And so at the time, I was like, you know what, I guess I could try it, you know, because I said I could still work my nonprofit. I can do this job in the morning and then work my nonprofit in the afternoon. Started off doing that, but then things got a little hectic. So I was going to my office every day. It changed to going to my office maybe a few days out of the week, and gradually not going as often as I used to or as I wanted to. So I got into a slump, and, you know, when COVID happened, it only made things worse, because with our organization, we have a mentoring group for young girls. And so, of course, when COVID hit, when schools shut down, we had to shut down our program. And, you know, it was so devastating because we had established these relationships with these young girls and, you know, in three different locations within our area. And it was just so devastating for all of us, both the mentors and the mentees, because there's nothing like human interaction. Nothing can replace it. And so it was really tough on us. It really was. And it still is, because we were not able to pick back up, you know, from where we left off from. But we are working on some things to make some other things happen. But it was just really difficult. And, of course, there were no more, like, community meetings. And so everything pretty much came to a halt. And so, of course, I was still working. But then I started getting a little frustrated with the job where I was working. And so at this point, I started searching for job after job after job. And I even looked for jobs that would allow me to do, you know, advocate. Because I'm like, I am this strong advocate. I want to advocate for other people who have gone through the same thing, other people who need those resources, who need the help. So I knew I had the skills. I knew I was passionate about it. I knew what God had placed inside of me. So I'm like, I can do the job. I'm qualified for it. But let me tell you, I applied for about close to 10 different, well, they weren't different jobs, but there were 10 jobs within the organization that was geared towards helping either women or children, and I didn't receive one phone call back, and it really made me upset. And so I'm trying to figure out, like, what is going on, God? I'm like, I know I'm qualified. I know what I've been through. I know what I've been able to do. I know the skills that I have. I know that I'm an advocate. So what is going on? And so it really did bother me, and I'm still at this job where I'm ready to go, ready to go, frustrated. You know how it is, like, you get to the point where you just don't care anymore, you just want to walk off. Well, I was about to get to that point. So I happened to reach out to a minister that I know who actually has a charter school, and I sent the emails, like, is there anything available? You know, I'm willing to do anything right now. I'm just ready to leave this job. And so he said, well, we're looking for, you know, they call them paraprofessionals, which are substitute teachers, or kind of like a permanent substitute teacher. And so I said, well, hey, I'm willing to do it. I don't care. Go ahead and sign me up. Not knowing I was about to sign myself up for it. I just knew that I was leaving this particular job and heading in a different direction. I said, well, it'll only be temporary. You know, that's what I told myself. It'll only be temporary. Needless to say, I am still at the school. And since I've been there, I have gone back and done a Teachers for Tomorrow program where I've received my credits, what I need to be certified. And I am currently studying to take this praxis exam so that I can get the official certification. And so I said all of that to say this, and I'm sorry if it took me a while to get there, but all of it was needed for where I'm going next. So I said all of that to say this. I did not realize how God was rerouting my life at the time, you know, like last year. Because when I started at that school, I went in thinking that I was going to be like a temporary substitute teacher. But, you know, when COVID happened a lot, there were, of course, a lot of teachers who walked off. And there still is a shortage. Like, there was a shortage to begin with, but it's even worse now since COVID. But because there were so many teachers that walked out and abandoned what seemed like it was to these kids, since they left and abandoned these kids, they needed someone in the classroom, you know, kind of permanently. And so me, I have no experience when it comes to teaching in a classroom now. I have experience with working with children, but not when it comes to teaching. So, of course, when they told me this, I'm like, no, this is not me. Like, I can spend some time with some children, but when you're talking about doing lesson plans and planning to be with these children every single day, that was not me. At least I thought it wasn't. I said, no, I can't do this. Mm-mm. But I stayed in there. I stuck with it. I did the program, and I started off doing third, fourth, and fifth grade. I had those, and when I came back from the summer, they moved me to middle school. And so now I'm currently with middle school students. And let me tell you, had I known what God was up to, had I known how he was rerouting my life, I would not have believed it. And to this day, I'm still having a hard time believe what I'm doing because I never thought I would be doing this. But sometimes God, he has to change our directions or change the directions that we're going in. And he has to reroute, you know, the same way that we use the GPS and sometimes when we make a wrong turn or if there's a road closure, sometimes it has to reroute. And so I look at it as God rerouting my life because, you know, I've even talked about it up here, asking God to order my steps. So if we're going to ask God to order our steps or direct our path, then we've got to follow his orders. We've got to follow the route that he has laid before us. And sometimes as believers, we don't want to follow that route. And it doesn't matter if you want to follow it or not, but if you are a man or woman of God, then you have no choice. I mean, when we're submitting to God and we're saying, let your will be done, that's giving him leeway. Like, if he says to go left, then you're going to go left. If he says go right, then you're going to go right. If he says stay straight, you're going to stay straight. But when God reroutes your life, at first we may not recognize it. We may not understand it. We may not want to accept it. But sooner or later, as time begins or as time continues, you begin to realize what God is doing. And you receive confirmation in the work that you were doing. Because it wasn't until I started seeing, you know, the fruits of my labor that, oh my gosh, you are amazing. Like, I did not see this coming. And God will, he will blow your mind with some of the things that he does through you. And so as we're in this new calendar year of 2022, if it feels like God is rerouting your life or if you recognize that God has already started rerouting your life, go ahead and accept it. It'll make it easier on you, you know, mentally and emotionally. Because I was frustrated. I was almost ready to quit last year, especially towards, the beginning of the school year, so around August, when I saw the work that was required and the time, the everything that has to go into play of what I was doing, I wanted to quit. I felt like I could not handle it. And, excuse me, I did not want to handle it, to be honest. And that's how it is when God places us in these particular places or when he puts a calling on your life, sometimes it's not what you really want. And I never understood that. And that's what really confused me. And I'm being really transparent tonight. That's what really confused me, because what I thought that I would, you know, be doing at all times, and something else I learned is that God can, and this is not scripture based, but this is based off of what I experienced. But God can change your, he can change your purpose, or he can, I guess, yeah, temporarily change your purpose, or you can have more than one purpose, but he's going to allow you to, I guess, more so focus on it one at a time. So not going to particularly be doing a million things at one time, or five things at one time. You can be talented, and I know we are sometimes we are multi-talented and we are skilled in several things, but when we're talking about purpose, God is going to have a set time, a set place, and a set assignment at a particular time. And that's what I have learned. Because, yes, I'm still an advocate. I'll always be an advocate because I know what I've survived. But right now, I'm not technically I'm not practicing or using my advocacy in the arena that I'm in because I'm in schoolhouse. But at the same time, I can still be an advocate for any child or any student, because I am a mandated reporter. But I'm just saying, in this particular field, right now I'm a teacher. And to have my life rerouted, it has been an experience. It has been an experience. And, you know, as I was thinking about, you know, the different examples, I know I said that earlier what I said was not scripture-based, but we can see some examples in the Bible where different ones, like different servants, different, you know, some prophets, people who were true men and women of God, where their lives, it was rerouted. And so if God rerouted the lives of those men and women of God back then it's very much possible for him to do the same thing for us. And even some of them did not want to accept it. So with us being human, we don't want to accept change all the time. We don't want to hear that, oh, change is good. Yes, I know change is good, but why do I have to change? Why does my life have to change, you know? But when we begin to reflect on what we've asked God to do, like sincerely, when we think about the prayers that we've made, like, you know, God, let your will be done in my life, it comes back up. But when we say, God, have your way, and he's going to do it. He's going to, sure enough, change your life. He's going to reroute your life. It may not happen, you know, instantly, but at some point, God is going to have you to deviate from your own path. He's going to cause you to make a detour. He's not taking you away from, you know, the work that he's placed inside of you, but he's just rerouting. He's changing some things up. Let's take a different path. Let's change it up a little bit. And so and that's what God has been doing in my life. And so for those of you who may have been experiencing the same thing, or maybe you haven't experienced it yet, like I said, once you get to that point, it's easier to accept what God wants for your life than fighting it, you know? And going into this, well, being in this new year, he has given us another opportunity. He's given us another chance, you know, to follow this new route. And instead of fighting it, and instead of coming up with excuses and, oh, this is too hard, oh, this is not me, this is not what I signed up for. You know, we've all been there. This is not what I signed up for. And even when we look at how the world is changing, some things have to be changed. We cannot operate the same way. You know, God is showing us that even right now, going through this pandemic. We cannot operate the same way. It doesn't change who God is. It doesn't change what he wants us to do, but we have to reroute the way we do things. I'm not saying that you shortchange God. That's not what I'm saying. But we still got to worship him. We still got to praise him. We still got to give him glory because he doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he's not going to change. He's not going to change. His word is not going to change. So the work that we do for him, the purpose of it, all of that, none of that, the actual work is not going to change. What he's placed inside of you, that's who he created you to be, what he's created you to do. But the way we do it, it might be a little different. And so God, he has a way of doing things. He tells us that, his ways are not our ways and neither are his thoughts our thoughts. So we may be thinking one way. We may have our plans lined up. We may be saying, this is what I'm going to do. I may have my 3 to 5 year plan, but it could go totally different than what we expect. Because God is God, and he is always going to remain God. He's always going to remain who he is. And when we think about the word reroute, when we think about, just driving in the car, or even if you're going on a hike, we have the directions before us, but we do not always know what's ahead. It's a faith walk. We walk by faith and not by sight, because we're not going to see what's in front of us every time. When you are driving, when you're taking a trip, we never know when an accident is going to happen. We never know when there's some kind of roadblock. We never know, when traffic is held up. Now, when you're on a GPS, if you can kind of imagine, it'll show your route and it shows the road. And anytime there's traffic backed up, you'll see where it's red. So we know something is going on, but we may not know what it is until we get right on it. And so it can be an accident. It can just be them working on the road, and it's causing traffic to slow down. So in those cases, we're not always rerouted. But I am saying there are reasons why God reroutes our life. We may not understand it at the moment or at the time. We may not want to accept it again. We may not see it, and we're not going to see it, because God knows what's best for us. We think we know what we want in life. We think we know how we want everything set up, how we want things to go. Again, we don't think like God. God knows the end from the beginning. He already knows our end from the beginning. So he knows what's best for us. He knows what routes we need to take. He knows what we need to deviate from. And you know what? To be honest, sometimes we know what we need to deviate from, but sometimes we're just too stubborn and just want to stay on that same path, because it's easier, it's familiar, and we don't want anything new or anything to change. Why? Because with changes and with new routes, it's unfamiliar territory. And when we're on unfamiliar territory, it makes us feel uncomfortable. And when we're uncomfortable, we begin to feel inadequate. And then when we become inadequate, then we begin to feel frustrated. And the frustration and the anxiety, it all piles up on top of each other. But you know what? Even when we're feeling all of those feelings and those emotions, the anxiety, the frustration, when we're feeling inadequate, guess what? God still steps in and shows who he is so that he can get the glory. Because listen here, we know that it's God when we know that it's none of our doing. Like, when you don't understand how it happened, you just know that it did happen, that's when you know it was all God. I mean, we know it was all God the whole time, but I'm talking about when it's something that it just blew your mind, that was God's way of saying, oh, I'm going to show her. I'm going to show her who I really am. And that's what he does whenever he takes you on these new routes. He's like, I know you can't see where you're going right now, but I got you. That's what God is saying. I got you. Even as you're embarking on this new journey, God said, I got you. You don't see where you're going right now. All you can see is the road that's in front of you, the footsteps that you are taking. And he said, just let me order your steps. Let me direct your path. Let me be a light unto your pathway and a lamp unto your feet. He said, let me light it up for you, and I'll show you where to go. I'll show you what you need to do or tell you what you need to do. I'll tell you what to say. Just trust me. That's why I said trust in the Lord with all the heart and lean not on your own understanding. He meant that. He meant that. Because when we try to lean on our own understanding, when we try to do things our way, when we try to figure it out on our own, we make a mess of it. And it bogs us down even further. So that's why we have to trust him. Trust him. He said, try me. He's never failed us, and he never will. Take him at his word. He does not lie. When he said he's got you, he's got you. That's why we have to walk by faith and not by sight. This is a faith walk every single day. Every step we take, every move that we make, it's a faith walk. It's a faith step. It's a faith move. Even when we don't understand it, like, God, I don't understand what I'm doing. Just trust me. Just trust me. Now, does that mean you just sit back and do nothing? Absolutely not. Faith without works is dead. Now, if it did work that way, then it would be so easy to accept change. It would be so easy to accept the new route. It would be so easy when God rerouted us if we didn't have to do anything. But the word does says faith without works is dead. So while we are trusting him and while we are taking this faith by faith and step by step, we're still working. So you still have to do some work on your end. So please do not mistake that from doing nothing, because you're just going to be sitting out there looking. You're going to be sitting out there just looking, wondering. I'll just say that, sitting out there wandering. Wandering and wondering and wavering and trying to figure out which way to go. And when God's like, just trust me and I'll lead you. I'll guide you. But you have to put in some work. God said, meet me halfway. Meet me halfway. You do the possible and let me do the impossible, okay? You do what I allow you to do, and then you allow me to do what only I can do. That's the mentality you have to have. So God is not moving you from one place to another place for you to just stand there or to just sit there. So please do not get it confused. So there is work required even on your new walk or on your new route. Whenever you are rerouted in the car, you don't just park. You keep driving and you trust, you know, at the time the GPS is going to get you back on track or get you to your destination. It's still going to get you to your destination. So the same way God is still, he's still taking us to our destination or taking us to, or I guess, getting us to the place where we're destined to be, but he's changed up the route. So we can't just take this new route or be rerouted and just stand still. No, it doesn't work that way. We still have to move. We have to keep going. We have to keep moving. Like I said, this is a faith thing. It's a faith walk. We're all doing this by faith. No one has this figured out. I don't care how old you are. No one has it all figured out. As long as you're still living, we're still living by faith. We're still living by faith because we don't know what lies ahead. We never know. From day to day, we don't know what we're going to face. We never know what's going to be in front of us. We never know who is going to be in front of us, what's going to be in front of us, what's going to change, what's going to reroute us. We just never know. God can intervene at any time because that's just who he is. And we just have to be ready to accept it and be ready to you know, keep it trucking, as they say. Keep working. I know it doesn't feel good. I know it gets tiring. It gets frustrating. You might lose some sleep, but it won't last forever. And before you know it, you'll start picking it up like it was nothing, and it becomes a part of you. And the next thing you know, you've learned something brand new that you never thought that you could learn. And you're doing something that you never thought that you would be doing, and you're doing it well, you know? We second-guess ourselves when God reroutes us. Like, are you sure? Why are you second-guessing God? Why are you asking God, is he sure this is what he wants you to do? Of course. He knows you, honey. He knows what you are capable of. He knows your strengths. He knows your weaknesses. He knows where to place you. He knows whose path to put you in front of. Like, God knows. He knows where you need to go. He knows what you need to do. And he has a work for you to do it. And you're either going to do it or, you know, sometimes he don't give you a choice. sometimes he doesn't give you a choice. I mean, if you choose not to do it, you're only making it harder on yourself. So that's why I say it's just easier to accept it. Just go ahead and accept what God is doing in your life. And it's not always going to be glamorous. It's not always going to be appeasing. It's not going to be popular. It's not always going to be popular. And once you accept that it's what God has for you to do, then none of the other things matter. Popularity doesn't matter. Having the most views, the most likes, none of that. The whole social media world, it doesn't matter. As long as you're doing what God has called you to do, the things that he's placed inside of you. And even the other gifts, like, you never know how they can all interact and overlap with each other. And so we have to look at the bigger picture. We can't be selfish and say, this is only what I want to do. I don't want to do anything else. Then you're limiting yourself. You're limiting yourself spiritually, because there may be others that God wants you to impact. There may be other things that God wants you to do that will have an impact on his people or on some lost soul. Just imagine what could happen, like if we really could see in the future. You know how with Scrooge, the old movie Scrooge, and he had the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. And if we could really see into the future and see what impact we could have or the impact that we didn't have, you know, if we did not do what God wants us to do, then, of course, it would change a lot of people's mind. But we don't have that luxury. Like I said, everything is a faith walk. We don't see the ending. We don't see the in-between. All we see are our footsteps that's in front of us. But we have the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us, and it comforts us. That is the purpose of the Holy Spirit. And it makes things easier. It makes it easier, a little easier, I'll just say that. It makes it a little easier to accept when God reroutes our life or when he changes things. His Holy Spirit, it comforts us. It brings us comfort, and it brings us strength so that we're able to accept what God is doing in our life. And so with his Holy Spirit, having a relationship with God, you have someone that you can talk to when times are hard or when you're feeling frustrated or when you're feeling inadequate. We can cast everything onto him. We can cast our care, everything, unto him. When we feel like we want to give up, or when we feel like we're not doing our very best, we can go to God. That's the type of God that we have, the one who allows us to come to him for any and every problem. Sure, you may have your friends. You may have your family who say, hey, you can come talk to me anytime you want. Call me anytime. But what about those nights when you're crying? It's late at night, and you just don't want to call anyone. You don't want to wake up your friend. But all you can do is just cry. Those are the moments when you can cry to God and ask for his help. And he will help you. He will hear your cry. And so that's why it is so important. It is so important to abide in God so that he may abide in you. It's important to stay connected to him. He is our branch, and he wants us to abide in him so that he can abide in us. He wants us to have that relationship with him so that when times do change, when times get hard, he said, I'm here for you, darling. I'm here for you, son. I'm here for you, daughter. And if you don't have that relationship, if you don't have that Holy Spirit, it makes it a little hard to move on or to continue on the path. And so tonight, if you are listening and you do not have that relationship with God, if you do not have his Holy Spirit within you, tonight you can change it. We're in a new year. You may have been experiencing some changes in your life that you may not understand. You may have been questioning yourself or questioning others. But the best person to go to is God. He tells us to come unto him who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the kind of guy we have. Bring all your burdens, bring all of your problems, whatever they may be. We serve an awesome God who sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for you and I, said, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But you don't even have to wait until, you know, that eternal life or that everlasting life. But he can help you even right now in this world and the world to come. And so tonight, I want you to make that decision to start your relationship with God tonight. Or maybe you need to renew your relationship with him. Let's take a new route. This time we're going to do it differently. This time I'm going to do it with God. Starting this year off with God. Things have been looking a little cloudy. Things are different, but you know what? That's what God is for. And if you're ready to make that step, to make that decision, to do things differently, to establish that relationship with God, to welcome him into your life, say, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Will you let him in? Make the decision tonight, because time isn't long as it has been. Time is winding up, and it's going to take God. It's going to take his Holy Spirit to help us get to these last days. So if you're ready, I ask that you pray with me. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We thank you for who you are and all that you have done. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word, and we're just truly grateful tonight. We come before you with an attitude of gratitude, just giving you praise for all things. And Father, we ask of your forgiveness tonight. We ask that you just forgive us of all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our wrongdoings, anything that we may have said, anything that we may have done, even anything that we may have thought. We ask for your forgiveness. For the things that we are aware of and the things that we may not be aware of, God, we ask for your forgiveness. For the times that we have wronged our sisters and our brothers, we ask for your forgiveness. For the evil things that we may have said, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, we thank you for being a forgiving God. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross to save us from all of our sins and all of our wrongdoings. And we invite you into our hearts tonight. Father, we need you. We need your Holy Spirit, for your Spirit leads and guides us to all truth. And God, we want to walk in your truth. We want to walk in your righteousness. We want to walk in your light. We want to have fellowship with you. God, we want to abide in you so that you may abide in us. so that when this walk gets tough, when we run into different bumps and curves and turns, and when you begin to reroute our lives, God, we ask that you give us the strength to accept what you are doing. Help us to remember that you are the author and the finisher. You are the creator of all things, that you know all, you see all, and you know what's best for us. Help us to put our trust in you. God, we thank you and we praise your holy name. And Father, we ask that you continue to heal those who are sick. God, we ask you to look on Pastor Toy. God, I ask you to continue to touch her body. Thank you for what you have already done. And thank you for what you're doing even right now. Continue to strengthen her and restore her entire body. Father, I ask you to bless those who are sick that I may not know by name, but I ask that you visit their bedside and send your healing power in the name of Jesus. Those who are in the hospitals, those who are confined to their homes, look on those in the nursing homes, those that are in the prison houses. God, we ask that you send your power. God, we can't go, but we know that you can. We can't heal, but you can. You said, with your stripes we are healed. So God, we speak healing. We speak deliverance. We speak salvation. We speak saving. God, we ask you to save that man, save that woman, that boy, and that girl, those who need you, oh God. We ask that you send your power in the name of Jesus, set free and deliver in the name of Jesus. Look at all the medical professionals all over who have worked so hard. God, we ask that you strengthen them. Look on those who have lost loved ones. God, we ask that you strengthen and comfort only like you can. God, we do not know the answer to everything, but God, we know and believe for everything that you do. Everything that happens, everything that you allow to happen, help us to accept it. God, we ask you to bless Purpose Kingdom Network, everyone who's connected to this ministry. God, continue to allow us to encourage and make an impact on this radio blogcast and help us to be a light even in our own homes and wherever we all reside. God, we thank you for the work that you have placed inside of us. God, I ask you to bless those who are even listening right now under the sound of my voice, those who are listening over the phone and those who may be listening on the internet. God, we thank you for leading them here to hear a word from you. God, we pray that they have been encouraged, empowered, and drawn closer to you. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your many blessings. I praise you for allowing me to do what I do. I give you all glory. I give you all honor and all praise. We love you. And we bless you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. At this time, we're going to receive our announcements for Purpose Kingdom Network.
Hallelujah, God. We just bless and praise God for that word that has gone forth this evening from our very own Minister Arsenius Jackson. Reroute. Hallelujah, God. For God, I just love that word. I love the way that God delivered the word. I love the way that she used the GPS as an example to us because, you know, God's provisional system, hallelujah, that's what I call his GPS, God's provisional system when he provides ways around stumbling blocks, when he provides detours through the wilderness, when he makes the oceans and the seas, the riverbeds become the dry land for us to cross on. We just thank and bless God for that word that came forth this evening. We thank and bless God for by faith for that soul that we believe gave their life to Christ this evening. We thank and bless God for the souls who we heard the shackles fall off of this evening. We thank and bless God for that soul that came back into right relationship with them this evening. We encourage all of you to find Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuaries where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. Until then, bless God. That is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us on Thursday evening at 9 p.m. We will be broadcasting with D Block Church and the host, Sister Adrian M.S. Understanding Allen, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Please feel free to follow us via any of our social media pages. We are on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. We would like to inform you that our PKN radio station is temporarily down but it will be back up in the next couple of weeks as we go through some re-renovations and revamping. We thank and bless God for each and every one of you for joining in with us once again for this, our 1,552nd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Minister Arsenia's wonderful word this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Thank you. To God be the glory. Thank you for those announcements for Purpose Kingdom Network. It is such an, I guess, an amazing experience to be a part of such a platform. And, you know, it. I just truly thank God for being a part of it. You know, I came on as a guest sharing my story, and that's how it all started. And I've been grateful ever since then just to be able to share not only my experience of overcoming sexual abuse, but also just sharing, you know, the goodness of God, sharing, you know, good news, sharing the gospel, because it is very much needed. And sometimes we may hear it from different ways. It comes in different forms. It comes from different people. You don't always have to hear it the same way from the same person. And that's the amazing thing about God's word. And it's enough for it, for, you know, enough for all to go around. So you don't have to just get it in one form, but we can get it in several forms. And I just love, like I said, being a part of this platform. And just before it cuts out, I do want to thank all of our online listeners, those who logged on to listen. I really do appreciate it, and appreciate, you know, those who faithfully listen and being a part of the Blog Talk family, and those who have supported, again, One Touch Transformation. Like I said, this is our 8th anniversary, and, you know, God has been good. That's the best way that I can sum it up. God has been good throughout these 8 years. There have been so many changes that have gone on, but nevertheless, God is still good. He is still God. And thankfully, he never changes. So that's one thing that we can always rely on when it comes to God. When things happen, when changes occur, God never changes. He still remains the same. He still remains the same, even when we change. Because, you know, we're not perfect. We don't always do right. But we serve a perfect God. I sang a song before. It says, there is no such thing as perfect people, but we serve a perfect God. And because he is perfect, we can always go back to him. He's always there with open arms. He never turns us away. He's never, you know, he's never too far away from us, no matter how low we may get. He'll still reach down and pick us up. So that's just an amazing God when we think about what we've been through, the experiences that we've had. We can just think about how it was God who brought us through every time, every single time. And so I pray and I hope that something that was said has blessed you, has encouraged you, and has empowered you. I pray that you begin to walk in the newness of life on this new route. I pray that this year is a blessing. I mean, every year is a blessing that we, you know, allowed, or I was going to say allowed here, but, you know, alive in it when we're allowed to see it, you know, through God's grace, it's a blessing. So don't get too focused on it being a new year and, you know, trying to do the things that you didn't get to do last year. Focus on the now, the present. You can look at it as a fresh start. But we're truly grateful that we are still alive. That's nothing to take lightly. We're still here. God has been good to us. He's been faithful. He's kept his promises. And so for that, we can give him praise and give him the glory and the honor that's due unto him. So thank you so much again for tuning in for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And again, I am your host, Arsenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation. You can look us up on Facebook and Instagram to find out more information about the organization. And again, want to say happy anniversary and a big, big, big shout out to everyone who has supported this ministry from day one. We've had some great supporters, and I would like to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. I hope you have a wonderful night.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.